second OTA practice?
Well, I thought that it was better than the first one. I thought the guys have a better understanding. This was the second day that our rookies and veterans got an opportunity to really work together. And I thought there were some bright spots and some things that we got to get fixed.
Could you talk about defensively what you all try to get accomplished in this, the 10 practices, as it looks like, you know, we see a little 3-4 activity out there?
Yep. What we're trying to get accomplished is we've installed our offense, defense, and special teams, about 90% of it, in our coaching sessions since we started back in April. Yesterday, we started the reinstall. So we have gone back, and we're in our second day of installation. We'll go through all the way through the end of our mandatory mini camp, and then we will redo it again in training camp. So as you guys know, we're a whole part whole. We try to give them as much as we can early on. So this is really the second day of installation. It'll be the second day of installation when we go to training camp.
How does Sam look like he's moving around there after, you know, coming off the injury last year?
I think Sam's moving around extremely well. He's gotten stronger. He's gotten bigger. I think it's very noticeable if you look at our team from what they've done in the off season in terms of their body weights. Their body weights are up, their body fat is down, and that's a positive.
Your thoughts on the size increase on your defensive line with Solei and Tyson Jackson out there now?
Well, those guys are big guys that are going to be able to anchor the defensive line, and that's what we need to make sure we do is we've got to stop the ball from getting to the second level. We've got to be much better defending the run, and those big guys up front are going to be an integral part of us having success.
How have the rookies absorbed the installations that you guys have put in?
Hit and miss, but to be quite honest with you, and of course we knew that would be the case, we've thrown a lot at them. These rookies are at a disadvantage, in my opinion, simply because of the way that this draft fell this year in terms of the amount of time that you're going to spend with them and the quality of time. Even though we still have a 7-week program, the actual quality of time that we're able to spend with them is not nearly as good as it needs to be.